Good morning, His Tabernacle family. I am so excited to praise and worship with you this morning. You can come right up to the front. We're going to get right into it, okay? Yeah. Jesus, we're so hungry for you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I've made up my mind. love makes it worth it all, God. Your love makes it worth it. Your love makes it worth it all. Your love makes it worth it all, God. Love makes it.
Thank you for your Holy Spirit. God, we cover your presence. We want you. We want you, Jesus. Lord, as you're moving in and amongst us this morning, we pray in the name of Jesus. God, there are people there that need to be healed in their body. Jesus, touch them right where they are. Lord, there are people here who are struggling in relationships and struggling with their thought patterns. Touch them, Jesus. We know just a touch from you changes everything. Lord, we know there are some here struggling in their relationship with you. Lord, it's been so long since you've touched them. We pray, God, that as they reach out to you, Lord, that you will touch them. Jesus, they'll never be the same again. Lord, we thank you that you're so good to us. Thank you that you're so good to us, Jesus. God is healing someone's lower back right along the side, the edge of the belt line. In Jesus' name, if you start feeling that, you'll feel the pain dissipate and disappear. It's also pain. I'm not sure if it's your liver and or gallbladder. It's in that same vicinity. God is healing you right now in the name of Jesus. You'll feel the pressure being relieved by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank you that there are folks here this morning, Lord, that are struggling. Lord, I know that you just love to uphold us in your right hand. So, Jesus, we rest in you because we love you. And you're good to us, God. Thank you for your goodness. Pray for the person right now watching by live stream. You have cataracts in your eyes. Get ready. God's peeling them off. In the name of Jesus. Call with your testimony. Make sure you send us your testimony. You're going to start seeing better immediately in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Fill so many with the Holy Ghost this morning in the name of Jesus. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, God. Your presence, Jesus. Your presence, Jesus. There's nothing better than your presence. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We honor you, God. We honor you, Jesus. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, we love you so much and we thank you that, God, you've come from heaven to earth. Jesus, that today you're literally walking in amongst us, touching us. Lord, I thank you. You're touching that person on the left foot, the very top of the foot. God, you're healing them right now. I command the pain to go. Cause, be gone. In the name of Jesus. Lord, today as we, Lord, continue with being in your presence, we pray, Father, that you'll change us while we're in this place. So many of us, God, are distracted so easily. And Father, we ask that you will grab our attention and that today you will redirect us and that, Lord, our life will change because we're in your presence. Lord, we're not interested in going to church. We're not interested in religion. We got to have you or it's nothing. We want you, Jesus. So minister to us as we encourage one another, as, Lord, we step into the word and we're changed. In Jesus' name, and everybody said,
amen.
Amen. On your way back to your chair, make sure you welcome five or six folks. Tell them, I love Jesus today. Don't go just sit down. Make sure you meet somebody. Go shake someone's hand. Say, I love Jesus today.
We have some very, very important announcements for you. But We are so excited that you're here in this place, here in this house this morning. We had a powerful first service. Those of you who are watching by live stream, we want to welcome you. We are blessed to have you online with us, and we are going to thoroughly enjoy this service. If you're here for the very first time, could you lift up your hand for me? We have there's one right there, Uncle Harold, that's not true. We don't want to embarrass you. We just want to give you a gift real quickly. And after service, we have a guest reception. If you'd go out these doors and take a left, the ushers will bring you right down to the guest reception room where you can meet some of the pastors and ask any questions that you want. And there's free food and coffee. So we'll see you after service if you are a guest.
And then if you're between the ages of 18 and 30, we want to invite you to Awaken Monthly. It's happening tonight. It is a block lot party. Somebody in first service was like, what is a block lot party? So I don't think I communicated it effectively. So I just want to make sure everyone understands we're having a block lot party. And it is going to be so much fun. You would not believe how many people come up to me after I've done announcements for translation. It's amazing.
So if you still did not get that, it is a black light party that we're having here for the young adults at 6 p.m. So if you're between 18 and 30, we want to invite you out. It's going to be an amazing time. And Pastor Spencer, who's still talking in the audience, is the next one up. So. And he literally looked this way and walked the other direction. So praise God for that. Well, I just want to tell you that we've been up at his tabernacle, Ithaca, for the past, few months. And God has been truly blessing us up there. We were able to finish all of the major renovations, and all of those who have helped with that project, we want to just thank you so much. We knocked down a wall. We had everything carpeted. We had the walls painted. Poor Corey Pelton has set up and tore down the sound 3 separate times. But now we're remaining and things are rolling. So we are very excited. So if you have friends in Ithaca, you can now invite them to come to his tabernacle, Ithaca, because it looks fantastic. And, I can only add plugs in for so long before Pastor Spencer actually comes to the front and does his thing. So, again, No More Hurt Conference up at Ithaca. We had 40 ladies come out. Pastor Rhonda, Mother Mindy, and my wife shared a phenomenal word. And God truly did great things. And I learned something from Mindy about thought trees. So, can I pass this off to you yet? Because he's literally torturing us. And now he's watching with Dan Flat. So we praise God for every single one of you. If you turn to your Bible right now with me to... No, I'm kidding. There you go.
He almost hijacked your sermon. Pastor had a little recap for us, but I guess we're waiting on that, Pastor Spencer. He's such a troublemaker, isn't he? So we're going to enter into our time of tithes and offerings, the time where we get to talk about prosperity. It's one of my favorite times of the service. Today I have a message from God for you. And I first want to start with this verse on faithfulness. And it says in Psalms 31:23 that the Lord preserveth the faithful. Isn't that so exciting? The Lord preserveth the faithful. And preserveth means to guard, watch over, and keep. So the Lord will guard you, watch over you, and keep you as you are faithful. That is something to get excited about. And Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. God loves faithfulness, and he honors faithfulness. So today in this house, we want to honor your faithfulness also, because none of this happens without all of you and your faithfulness. So I just want to ask, if anybody's been here more than 15 years, if you'll stand to your feet and stay standing. If you've been here more than 15 years, stand to your feet. Now, stay standing. If All right. 10 years? Stand to your feet. Stay standing. How about 5 years? Amen. And even, stay standing, all of you. And even if you've only, 3 years. Pastor, he's so merciful. If you've been here for 3 years, please stand to your feet. Remain standing. If you've been here 1 year, stand to your feet. Amen. Let me read this. Stay standing. Stay standing. I want to read this scripture to you. Again, stay standing. Psalms 31:23. The Lord preserveth you. That means the Lord guards you, watches over you, and keeps you because you have been faithful. Amen. And in the passage that Pastor shared last week, Matthew 25:22 says that the man who gave two talents doubled his talents, and the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over few things. I will entrust you over more. Amen. So you may be seated in the house today, but I just want to tell you, everything that His Tabernacle Family Church is accounted to your account in the kingdom of God. Amen. Because of your faithfulness, everything that His Tabernacle does gets accounted to your reward. The Lord rewards the faithful. All of this it's not just Pastor Spencer and I. We're not the ones that will stand before God, and not us alone, and get crowns and rewards for what we've done in this house. It is all of you, the faithful. Isn't that so exciting? His word says that one plants, one waters, and God brings the increase. So we all get to reap the rewards of all of the work and ministry that has gone out for years for the kingdom of God. It's accounted to your account also. I love God. Wow. Two Thursdays ago, 16 teenagers gave their hearts to the Lord. I believe one of them was a captain of a football team. God's doing something. That's given account to your account because of your faithfulness to the house of God. That is something to get happy about. So you may think, I've never done anything for the Lord. Yes, you have. 16 teenagers 2 weeks ago go into your account. Praise you, Lord. Thank you for rewarding the faithful. Are you ready to give this morning? Let's stand to your feet. We're going to make our supernatural declaration, and it's from Deuteronomy 28. And in this house, we bring our tithes and offerings forward. We don't pass the plate. We bring them forward so that you can bring them joyfully to the Lord. And we make supernatural declaration over our giving. So if you're ready, repeat after me. Deuteronomy 28 says, If I obey, then I am blessed going in.
I am blessed going in.
And I am blessed going out.
I am blessed going out.
I am blessed in my storehouse.
I am blessed in my storehouse.
And I am blessed in my basket.
I am blessed in my basket.
The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. Tithes and offerings to the Lord. If you're watching via live stream, you can be faithful right along with us. Click on the giving button or text to give.
My chains fell off, my heart was free. I'm alive to live for you. I'm alive to live for you. Amazing love, how can it?
Oh.
So we want to take a moment this morning. Gentlemen, help your ladies. What we taught you this whole weekend. Okay. So for those of you that don't know, this is part of the crew. Not everybody's here. But we had our first ever marriage encounter this weekend. Yeah. So my wife and I, we had the pleasure of being able to invest into these wonderful, beautiful couples. And we had a lot of fun. So this was our first ever marriage encounter. For those of you, this was an investment that these couples, they took the time and they wanted to develop. And we're just blessed and excited because this is something that we have personally been talking about for about 2 years about doing. We've had a vision for it and just had it laid upon our heart. And for some reason, we just dragged our feet. But we're so blessed to be able to start the process. And we don't want to do a whole lot of talking because I think that the biggest thing is you want to invest in your marriages. You need to invest in your marriages. Now, just to kind of preface this, this marriage encounter cost $425. Now, I want to ask the couples that went, was $425 worth it? Amen. I'll let them speak.
I'll do it. It was a lot of fun. We were stretched. We were encouraged. And our prayer life is going to grow together.
Are all the ladies going to talk? Nothing?
Let them talk. No.
A couple words. All right. We are eternally grateful for the seeds that were planted, and I am very excited to see them grow. And thank you for being faithful to the calling that he had for you guys.
We learned we have to be dating more.
One thing I learned is that I was learning to not speak so much and for my husband to speak. Okay. So I was granted to speak. All I can say is refreshed, renewed. And restored.
It was a lot of fun. They had a lot of fun plans, a lot of things that pushed us a lot farther than we would have ever expected, and it brought us a lot closer. I couldn't have asked for anything better.
I just wanted to say, I said this first service too, yes, we are wild and crazy. Yes, there are wild and crazy things planned. But I am so incredibly proud of every single one of you investing into your marriage. Yes, it's been fun, but there's been tools too that have been just not easy. But you guys did it. You guys persevered beyond. And let me tell you, it doesn't stop here. It's going to keep going. Keep going. Okay?
So just for everybody, so everybody knows, our next marriage encounter is going to be in the fall of this year. $425, you can start saving now. So you're going to be hearing about it relatively soon. We're going to start promoting it, talking about it. But if you want to know, listen, these are the couples. There's more that weren't able to be here. But we're talking about marriages from 3 years up to 23 years. You know, so there's no time thing. You know, like, well, we've been married for a long time. We're good. No, listen, you don't want to assume anything. You can always produce and grow upon what you've already built. Amen? Awesome. Thank you, guys.
It's amazing that we spend, the average car payment right now is $400 a month. And $400 a month is $4,800, at least $1,000 for insurance. That's $5,800. You got gasoline, God knows how much that is. And then you have just the things to fix it. So let's figure around $7,000 a year we put in something we know is going to be temporary. After 3 to 5 years, we're probably going to trade it out or sell it or do something to it. But yet we spend nothing on our marriages and expect them to last forever. So I would encourage you, it's worth $425. You know, stop buying as much Starbucks, glory to God. Put some money aside, it will bless you. I want to talk to you real quickly. I'm going to do two things. I did it in different order in the first service. But some people were a little confused from last week's message, and we had some questions, and it was this. Is the pastor saying that we are saved by works and not by grace? So I want to cover that. It'll take me about 2 minutes. Faith without works is dead. Can I hear an amen? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, 8, and 9, for grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift from God, not of works. Everybody shout, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we are not saved by works. You can't earn your way to heaven. But yet, James clarifies it in what we're talking about. And it says this in James chapter 2, 14 through 24. What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister is naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you says to them, depart in peace, be warmed and be filled, but do not give them the things that they are needing of for their body, what does it profit? Thus also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. You believe there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son to the altar? Do you see that faith has working together with works, and by works faith is made perfect? And the scriptures were fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. So here's the verse. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. So say this with me. So just because you have works does not mean you're saved. But if you're saved, you will always have works. So for those who were questioning from last week's message, that is about as plain as it can actually get. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Amen. Now turn me to your Bibles this morning. I'm going to preach a new series for the next 4 weeks. Is that all right? Now, very rarely do I actually name series, but I'm going to name this one. And it's called Living in Our Yesterday. I find that many believers are not living today. They're living in their past. And I want you to recognize, as we're going to get into this word for the next 4 weeks, that God has never called you to live in your past. He's only called you to move forward in your future. We must realize that we've got to learn how to seize the day. This is the day. In fact, if you'll open your Bibles with me to the book of Psalms 118, verse 24, it's a verse we've heard many times. It says, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Shout it out loud. This is. That's right. That is declaring something. This is the day. That means right now. This is the opportunity that we have. This is the moment that we're living inside of. What's happened to many believers is that they're not living this is, they're living this was. The moment we start living the this was is the day we start losing our days. The mindset of God has never been retraction or reaching back to the past. The mindset of God is always moving forward, and this is why he created time. I want to remind you, we talked about it a little bit last week, about how God created linear time and supernatural time. Linear time is when he said, let there be day and let there be night. He separated it by darkness and light. We know that every day, we look at it, has 86,400 seconds. Woo! That's all seconds, isn't it? It has 1,440 minutes, and every day is 24 hours. It's timed. You got to recognize this. Our days are timed. Our days are limited. Our day is always moving forward. You know, there's only one time in the scripture where time actually stopped, and that was when the man of God needed a little bit more time to fight the battle, and God halted the sun. That's the only time in history when time stopped moving forward. You see, the mindset of God is how he creates, and in the mind of God, he created time to not stop, to not retract, to not reach back, but he created time to always be marching forward. See, the power of time in our life is determining on where you and I are going to be. Because so many believers, I have found so simply, they are the same individual that they were 5 years ago. They're living so far in the past. Some people have been living decades in the past. You know how it works. They always say it this way. Boy, I love the good old. I love the way it was. Wow. Man, I tell you. I just sit back and I always reminisce on the good old days. Come on now. Well, you know, if it was as good as it was back then, wow, our life would be better. You know what? So many people are looking, constantly looking backwards. They're constantly looking at their yesterday, but God is not living in your yesterday. God is not living in your past. God is living in your future. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You will not have this day, for it is a limited day. It has 24 hours, and when those 24 hours are done, something happens. It's called reset. Many of us continue to live in where we have been, and we have never reset our life to move forward with how God created time as marching forward. There has to be a shift in our mindset, because God, in his infinite wisdom, with whom he is so dynamic that he has actually created a sign to remind us that every day is new. Can you shout this with me? Every day is new. Well, I don't know. It kind of seems like yesterday to me. No! This is a new 24 hours. These are new minutes and new seconds that you and I are able to experience. Once they're gone, but we have them for this very moment of time. You are so brilliant. Turn to someone and say, you are brilliant. Tell somebody else, you are brilliant. Why are you brilliant? Because you chose to spend your time in the house of God. You chose to hear the word of the Lord. You chose to be in the presence of the Lord. You've taken those minutes and those seconds instead of sitting in bed, laying there, instead of sitting back and watching a TV show, instead of watching some sports event. You said, I'm going to be in the house of God. I want to be like David. And David said, I'd rather be at the doorpost of the house of God than anywhere else. You see, we are brilliant people because we're using our day properly. You see, God has always given us a sign. I love signs, don't you? You know, the homosexual community is trying to take back the rainbow. Listen, it's not theirs to have. God created the rainbow. He created the rainbow as a sign to us. What's the sign? I'll never flood the earth again. But God has also given us another sign that so many of us, we ignore every single day. And it's called the sunrise. Every single day, the sun rises. Sometimes you can't see it because it's cloudy out. Sometimes you can't see it because it's raining out again. Where do we live? Sometimes you can't see it because it's snowing out. But whether you can see it or not, there's something that you can always rely upon. And that is that God is going to give us a fresh, brand new sunrise every single day. Every day there's a new sunrise. Every day the sun cracks the eastern sky. Every day God is saying, this is new for you. This is restart for you. This is your next moment for you. Listen, the sun set yesterday. Stop living there. It's time to move on to what I've got planned for you. I've got great plans for you. I've got great design for you. I've got great purpose for you. But you cannot have it if you're always living in yesterday's sunset. The challenge is that our flesh wants to always live where it's always been safe. But the Bible says, I walk by faith and not by sight. You see, you cannot walk by faith if you're always looking backwards. Some of you are carrying bitterness after 10, 20, 15, 30 years. Some of you are struggling with this problem and that problem. You know what? The fact is that the problems are not your problem. It's what you do with the problem. We all have choices, and that is the sun is setting today. I've spent my seconds. I've spent my minutes. I've spent my hours. I've done what I'm going to do with them. I cannot buy them back. I cannot retrieve them. I cannot relive them. And as the sun is setting, I have a decision to make. When I rise in the morning, I'm going to fix my eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith, and I'm going to make a decision that today is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to move forward rather than living in the past. Can I hear an amen or am I? You see, you got to be willing to start new. So many people aren't willing to start new. Listen, I don't know what happened in your past, but so many of you are allowing your past to form your future. You're allowing the difficulties that you've had to dictate to you where you're going to be today. My today is not dictated by human. My today is not dictated by circumstances or consequences. My today is dictated because my God has a plan for my life, and I choose to follow the plan of God rather than live where it's safe. So many people like safe. Let me tell you something. You will never grab your future if you live safe. You don't need faith. So many believers don't need faith. They know what they're going to do when they get up in the morning. They know what they're going to do at noon. They know where they're going to be at 4. They know what supper they're going to have on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday afternoon going to Samples Barbecue. Can I hear an amen? They know what they're going to do. Their life is so planned out. There is no faith in their life because they're always satisfied with yesterday's manna instead of saying, God, what do you have for me today that's going to break me free from the old style of living to give me the best that you have planned for me? Here, the truth is this. The Bible says the devil's come but to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus came to bring life and life so miserable. Oh, it's not what it says. He came to give life and life less abundant. To give life and just survivable. Oh, it's not. Then why do we live that way? We live that way because we're satisfied with our past rather than willing to press on into our future. There's a decision that has to be made in our life. You see, the new day that we have in front of us is one you've never experienced before. I remember doing marital counseling, and I've had one couple, they were married, I think, 18 years at that point in time, and they came into my office, and they said, well, Pastor, for the last 14 years, we've been getting marriage counseling. We've gone to 14 or 15 marriage counselors. I said, but you've never sat here. You never sat across from my desk. You never gave me the opportunity to share the Word of God with you. This is a day that you've never had before. So if you want to live with the 14 other counselors, go ahead. You will fail. But if you choose that today is going to be a different day, you can succeed. It's all a determination on what today looks like to you. If it looks like yesterday, then you don't have it today. Why do so many of us just want to live yesterday? You know, God's got greatness for you, not survival for you. He's called you to thrive and to accelerate and to do great and mighty things for his kingdom. Not just, well, you know, I'm sucking air for another day. Hope I make it through. This is the mindset of so many people. And I'm not talking outside of church. I'm talking inside of church. And there has to be a shift in our mind, for your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard. Your heart cannot even conceive the great things that God has in store for those who love him. He said, I will bless you abundantly above all you could even ask or even simply even imagine. The greatest thing you could imagine, God says, I have even greater for you. So why haven't we gone after that? Because it's safer yesterday. I've got to make a choice in my life. So many have said to me, well, Pastor, that's just your personality. No, it's not. It's a choice. I've chosen I've chosen not to live in my yesterday. Because let me tell you something. As a pastor, it is so easy to live in your yesterday. You're around the same Christian people all the time. As long as our finances are good, there's no need to talk about finances. There's no need to get more people born again. You know, there's no need to increase heaven or decrease hell because I'm happy and I'm satisfied. You know, the good old days. You know, I've been in this church and God has moved and we're in a supernatural building and you're sitting in supernatural chairs and we minister to this amount of people here and this amount of people there. All of yesterday is good. Sometimes the good yesterday is what depletes you from the great tomorrow. When you allow the success even of yesterday to shackle you, incarcerate you, then you will never move forward to the greatness that God has for you. Sometimes our greatest devil in our life is the good because we trade it for the great. Can I hear an amen or oh my? Psalms 133 verse 3 says this, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. God planned our days. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin afresh every single morning. Can I hear an amen about his mercies? Come on, we should all be fry daddies. Can I hear an amen? But thank God his mercies are new every when the sun rises. That is declaring, that is a sign from heaven saying, I got new mercies for you. I've got new blessings for you. I've got new presents for you. I've got new feed for you. I've got a plan for you. I've got a purpose for you. You see, when that sun rises, we can't sit back and say, well, I guess another day that I'm hoping to make it by on. But I can say, oh my God, you live inside of me. By the Holy Ghost, there's nothing I can't do. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Wherever you direct me, I will go, because I know this one truth, that today is the only day that I have. See, living your today allows you to live success. Living your yesterday always allows you to live in the past. Aren't you sick of your past? And isn't it time for your future? Amen or oh my. Now, I like this. I did, you know, I don't always do this, but I looked at it, the definition of time, of the word past. You ready? Time that no longer exists. That's what it means. Past means time that no longer exists. So why are we living in death when life is in front? Why are we living in something that no longer exists, that no longer has life, that no longer has capability of transformation? When in front of us, we have a life, the Zoe kind of life that God wants to give us. Stop grabbing hold of your past and start leaning towards your future. Lean in and start making the steps that God will give you. And you will find a fulfillment that cannot be generated in any other manner but through the presence of the Holy Ghost. But God's presence is not living in the past. God's presence is in your day. Well, how do we know that? Because God said with the children of Israel, when you see the pillar of fire move, move with it. That's my presence. God is always moving forward. God is never standing back. You see, the time that no longer exists, that yesterday is keeping us from our future. Some of you are okay with that. You're okay. Well, I'm old now. Listen, I don't care how old you are. Are you breathing? Well, I guess not. Are you breathing? Pinch the person next to you, make sure they're breathing. It If they're breathing, you still got purpose. Shout, I've got purpose, and my day is new. Some of you remain in the past because of your failures. You refuse to move forward because of your failures. You refuse to move forward because of your sins. You refuse to move forward because of your offenses. You refuse to move forward because of your conflicts. You refuse to move forward because of your discouragements. You refuse to move forward because of your pains, emotional and physical. You refuse to move forward because of your disappointments. All of yesterday can keep you from today if you're allowing it not to propel you forward. It's not that yesterday didn't happen, but what did you learn from yesterday so you don't need to go back there? The children of Israel went around the same mountain for 40 years. Can everybody say this with me? Duh. They did that because they did not learn. It's okay to go around the mountain once. It's even okay to go around the mountain twice. You know, it's really not that intelligent to go around the mountain three times. But if you're going around the mountain four times, I'm just going to say it to you, duh. You need a good swift in the hind end, the buttocks. Can I hear an amen or oh my? You have to make a choice. Every one of us in this room, I don't care who you are. I don't care whether you're living high on the hog or you're just making it by hand to fist. I don't care if you're 942 years old or a brand new baby in the room. Brand new babies are always living for the future. If they weren't, they'd have been okay and they wouldn't be crying. Why wouldn't they be crying? Because they're not hungry. They had their last feeding 3 days ago. They'll die. You'll die if you don't move forward. You'll die if you don't live today. You'll die if you don't grab a hold of what God has planned for you. You are alive and not dead, which means your day has destiny. Amen? Your day has purpose for the kingdom. Every one of us got to make a choice whether we're going to live in the past or move forward. And sadly, I'll just be honest with you, sadly, I've seen more people living in the past than I see ever moving forward. We all, like I said, have our excuses. Well, Pastor, you don't know how bad I've been hurt. Well, Pastor, you don't know what's happened in my life. Well, Pastor, you don't understand this. Pastor, you don't understand that. Listen, the moment you start making excuses, you automatically destroy your destiny. Every excuse that mutters out of your mouth, every excuse that comes between your lips, listen, they're valid, some of them. They're good excuses, but every good excuse will do the same as a bad excuse, and that is it will disconnect you from your destiny and your purpose and your plan. You got to make a choice. The choice is, this is where I know God is leading me. It's not in the past, it's in the future. This is the day that the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad. I know why I'm moving forward. God's got a plan for my life. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 says this, but if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose today whom you will serve. Would you prefer the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates? Or would it be the gods of the Amorites in the land you live in now? But as for me and my house, my family, we will serve the Lord. I love that beginning part. But if you refuse to serve the Lord, then choose. When? Today. See, every one of us are faced with today. You can't fix yesterday, but you have today. You have 1,440 minutes today. What are you going to do with your minutes? Actually, you have 1,200 and about 14. That's all you have left today. You're going to go to sleep tonight, probably. You're going to lose some of those. What are you going to do with the rest of your day? Well, I'm just making it by. Well, you know, Pastor, nobody knows. Trouble I see. Telling you. Every time we step into it, we lose it. We've got to make a choice. My choice is that today I'm going to seize my day. I'm going to seize my moment. I'm going to make this day mean something for the kingdom of God. I'm going to make this day mean something for my purpose. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people perish. What does it mean, prophetic vision? It means that God has spoken to your spirit, but God can't speak to your spirit if you're not spending the time with him. Do you want to know why God gives us a sunrise? So it reminds us to get up and get in the presence of the Lord. Man, get the download for the day of where I'm going to go. If the steps of the righteous man are ordered of the Lord, then I've got to get where God wants me to go. But you can't get that if you don't spend any time with the one who's the Lord. See, this is where our life changes. I'm almost done. Yep. I got more next week. My wife and I have been doing this 30 years now. Actually, I've been 30 years. You're 28. 28 and a half. No, you're 28. You don't know. You're only 28 years old. How could you be doing ministry 28 years? Brownie points for later. This is the day the Lord has made. Men make plans all the time. Move on. The enemy would love to keep you in your past. You see, he knows if he can keep you in your past, you'll cause no damage for him in the future. That's why so many believers, he wants you to carry your offense. He wants you to remain non-spiritual when the sun rises in the morning. He wants you, when you get up on Sunday morning, to say, I'm just tired. He wants you to make the excuses to dismiss your opportunity to seize the day that's in front of you for the kingdom of God. Because he knows the moment you actually start doing something, if he can tether you to your past, if he can tether you to your yesterday, then he knows that you will not make a difference for God's kingdom. And then a decade passes, 20 years passes, 25 years passes. Listen, I can talk to so many people and they tell me the same. I'm the same person. You can't teach an old dog. You know what that person's saying? I like yesterday. I don't need a future. Then why are you here? You're alive because God's got a plan for you. There was a woman in our last church. She was getting ready to go into a retirement home in Newfield. She came to me and she said, Pastor, her name is Maureen. I'm getting ready to retire. I'm going to be moving into the retirement home over there near the school. Just want you to pray blessing on me. And I said, no. I said, are you breathing? She said, yes. I said, then woman, you're going to the greatest mission field the world has ever seen. Those people are getting ready to step into eternity. And God is sending you as a missionary to go down the hallway and start sharing the gospel before they take their last breath. You're not ready to die. You're ready to live. Your day isn't done. Your day is just beginning. You see, it's not how you look at the past. It's how you look at your future. Today. What are you doing with your today? What are you doing with your today? Those who went to the marriage seminar this weekend, you know what they chose? They chose to choose a today that was going to make a change for their future in their marriage. That's a choice that literally will impact and affect not only them, but the generations to come. They chose to seize the day. What are you doing with your day? What are you doing with your day? In fact, what are you doing with his day? For it's no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live according to the faith of the Son of God. You see, you and I are so much more powerful than the devil would ever want us to understand. We have got to say to ourselves, while today is in front of me, as I saw the sun rise in the morning, as I saw the new day beckon, as I heard the birds chirping, I made a decision. I will worship you in the early morning. I will praise you before the sun would even be seen. I declare that this is the day the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. God, give me destiny today to change lives. That's why you're here. Can I hear an amen? Turn to somebody and say, you've got destiny. Turn to somebody and say, this is a new day. Shout, it's a new day. Never allow your day to live you. Live your day. Well, my day escaped me. Then grab it by the tail. Nobody's day has a right to live them. The day lives you, you have lost control of the monster. That means you're going to be governed by everything that happens around you rather than being governed by the mind of God. This is where many of us would rather live in yesterday. I'm good with it. I know I can survive here. I know I'm safe here. I know that if something happens, I figured it out. I figured yesterday out. Listen, this is the best part about living for Jesus. And that is, this is not survival, baby. Hang on. It's only going to get gooder. I can't wait to see what God, that's my word, by the way. I can't wait to see what God is going to do. I can't wait to see how God is going to bust free from me. I can't wait to see how God is going to do a miracle. I can't wait to see how God is going to change your life. I can't wait to see how when I start sharing the gospel, the presence of the Lord is going to come. I can't wait to see as I'm out of my job what God is going to use me with. I can't wait to see how God is going to use me, my children, how God's going to use me, and my grandchildren. I can't wait to see who God is going to let me meet at the mall. I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see, because my day has purpose and destiny rather than survival and hanging on to yesterday. Dead time that no longer exists. Today, if you do not know Jesus, the Bible makes this declaration in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. For God says, at just the right time, I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. Here it is. Today is the day of salvation. Woo! Today! Shout today! Some of you need to be saved from yourself because you like yesterday too much. And I challenge you to start living today. This is just week one of this message. I can't wait as it unfolds. Some of you have, the devil's got ropes. He's got barbed wire. He's got incarcerating, he's got frameworks set so that you can't move forward. And I want you to know by the end of this series, you're going to be a different person. How do I know that? Because you don't have a choice if you're going to hear the word of the Lord. You don't have a choice as God's word gets in and changes you from the inside out. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and the bone and the marrow, as a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God's word is powerful. Even as you sit here, God's healing your bodies. How do I know that? He sent his word to heal you. Some of you are tired and God's saying, I'm going to quicken your mortal body by that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead. You see, the word is alive. The word is our today. And as we walk in the word, can't lose, baby. You see these morbid Christians that no one wants to be around, that no one wants to be like? Man, you get around them and, well, I love the Lord. You know, I remember when the church. I remember when I was a kid. I remember when God moved back in 1932. I wish God would move like that again. You are holding the move of God back by living there instead of taking that to the future. And by the way, he might have been done in 32, and he's getting ready to bust it out again in 18. Hallelujah. But you'll miss it if you're always looking back. Don't miss your moments. Don't miss your today. Don't miss your minutes. Don't miss your seconds. Don't miss your hours. Don't miss your days. Live life like God has called you to live. Man, then you got to have a smile. Everybody says to me, why are you so happy all the time? You must drink a lot of coffee. I don't drink a lot of coffee. Man, I couldn't wait to get out there and wave at everybody coming down the driveway, second service. Why? Because I love life, baby. You get around me, you're going to get addicted to life because I love life. I love to enjoy life. I love to enjoy the presence of the Lord. I love to enjoy adventure. I love to enjoy Christ. I'm not a poor, morbid Christian, baby. I'm the Son of the living God, filled with the Holy Ghost and with power. And I got a reason to live. Because Jesus is coming, but before he comes, man, I got something to do. I got something to do today. I'm going to live today. Are you? Are you? Bow your heads with me this morning. Actually, it's afternoon. You're getting out early, just like first service. You should give God praise. You've seen two miracles in one day. This is today. Glory to God. Don't live in the past. Next week, it might not be the same. Today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we had folks this morning that raised their hands in first service. They said, I want God. This is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Today is it your day. And I say, yay. You're in the house of the Lord. Faith has been built by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. As you sat there, your faith level has risen. You see, God has given every man a measure of faith. Now your faith level is higher, and God is drawing you by his Holy Spirit. He's not asking you to join a church. He's not asking you to join a religion. He says, I want to call you son. I want to call you daughter. I want to call you family. I want to give you design. I want to give you purpose. It's not just breathing, it's living. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, do you want him in your life? I'm going to ask you to raise your hand up right now. I want you to raise your hand real high. Don't be ashamed. If you want Christ, I'm not going to wait long. Come on, get your hand up. 5, 4, come on, get your hand up. 3, thank you, ma'am. You can put it right back down. 2, come on, get your hands up. Last call, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet this morning. I'm going to have the prayer team come to the front of the altar if they would. I want to give you some instruction this morning. I believe some of you have been stuck in your past. You're stuck in your yesterday, and you need help getting out of there. And what I want to do is I'm going to have the prayer team come to the front, and if you are stuck in your past, you want to start getting free this morning. Now, I got to tell the story because it just came to my head. Minister Redner and I, we went out one day, and we decided to go duck hunting. So we got in our waders. It is snowing out. I got my dog with me. We're ready to go slay some ducks. We stepped out near a creek, and Minister Redner started to disappear. He started to sink. I'm talking like up to almost his waist. He's a big guy. And he looked at me and he said, help me. And I said, no, God. I was just laughing so much, man. It was just too funny. Because he's trying to get out of it. He could not get out of the muck. I had to reach down and help pull him out. You know what? Some of you just need to get pulled out. If you need to get pulled out of the past, you need to get pulled out of your yesterday, get pulled into your future. The prayer team's right here. They want to pray with you. I'm going to have Mindy come forward, the young lady that raised her hand for salvation. If you'll grab the person next to you and say, will you go up front with me? When we dismiss, I want you to come meet Mindy right here. We want to pray with you. Make sure you know the word of God. Have the word of God and grow in Christ. Listen now, this one thing I know is this, is that God's got great things for you. Live today. When you take your last, come on now, you take your last realized breath before you sleep. Make sure you have destiny already in your pocket for your completed day. Can I hear an amen? Don't let it waste. You can't have it again. It's dead time. Father, bless this house in the name of Jesus. God, use us to reach many souls for Jesus. Use us, oh God, to pull people out of darkness into your marvelous light. Use us to share the gospel. Use us for destiny. Use us for miracles. Use us for healing. Use us for encouragement. Use us to strengthen people. God, don't let our days go by without destiny being fulfilled. That when we stand before you, you'll say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, for the glory of God. And everybody in agreement shouted, shout today. Enjoy your today. Live for Jesus with all of your hearts.